drop your questions. $5 gets you the short answer. $10 gets you the long answer. You can ask about anything, lost objects, deceased loved ones. If you want to hear from a pet on the other side, if you want to know about your love life, if you think somebody's cheating, you want to know about your health, your money, investments, travel, anything goes, paranormal, curious, salty. I love all the questions. Okay. Bring them over. All right. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Who do we want to begin with, Maraid? So we have Ayana asks a $10 question, and she wants to know, any messages for me from Spirit? Okay, what do we have for Ayana? I feel like this is more about the way you're experiencing life right now. You may feel as though you're climbing a mountain, and you may feel as though you're sort of crawling up the mountain, okay? This is mostly coming from your guides, as well as a strong female energy who watches your back in a protective way, more in the way that she tries to protect you mentally and emotionally, and to make sure that you don't make mistakes in regards to like other people, contracts, verbal agreements, you know, things like this. So the idea of you sort of climbing up this mountain on your hands and knees, you would think would feel a little distressing, okay, to you. However, my interpretation of this is that you actually feel quite positive about this experience. So you may have a very optimistic attitude. There may even be some, I don't want to say it's toxic positivity, but there could be some overshooting, some extreme confidence. You know, make sure that you're judging things accurately. So if you're feeling that things are working in your favor, or that you're in a power position, or like, I got this, you know, I would be mindful for the next 2 months, at least, that you're slowing your roll, that you're double checking, dotting your I's, crossing your T's, reading the fine print, making sure that the strengths you know you have apply to these situations, and making sure that you fully understand what's going on with other people involved in situations, okay? So sometimes we're kind of like, yeah, I got this. This is, you know, old news, and it's brand new, uncharted territory. I feel like the more you come to terms with some of the reality of these situations, you're going to be able to get off of your hands and knees and stop sort of climbing up that mountain at a glacial pace, and you're going to actually start really hoofing it, okay, and making some, getting some traction here. But it is going to, again, require that you go through this part of the process. The other thing that they're talking about is that while this is a time to understand your power and to be confident, it's also a time to be humble and to sort of quiet yourself. Okay, so this is a time to be more detached, more of the observer, contributing less verbally, keep your ears and eyes open. You have a grandfather who comes through, says like, you have two ears and one mouth for a reason. You have two eyes and one mouth for a reason. Pay attention. Okay. Clock what's going on around you. All right. Thank you so much for that, Ayana. Good luck with everything. Interesting times for you for sure. All right. Yes. I see some of you posting like, oh, am I supposed to post my question? Yes. Post your question. Also, I forgot to mention, if you are asking about someone living, deceased, a pet, whatever it is, even if you're like dating a couple people, or you're asking about a company that you want to work for, include a name or at least the initials of whoever it is that you're referring to. Speeds up the process so I can get to your neighbor faster. We have one coming in here from Edgar. Edgar gave 15. Thank you for the donation, Edgar. So Edgar is asking a $10 question, and he wants to know, what messages does Spirit want me to know for the remainder of August 2023? Okay, thank you, Ivy and Spirit. August for Edgar. I feel like you may be inclined to keep to yourself. I feel a hibernation the last 2 weeks, and you may have even been feeling this the last 3 days or so. There's almost this sense of like, I don't really want to, you know. I'm not saying that there aren't fun things to do, or that you're not getting like invited out, as much as it's like a desire to kind of go inside your shell and be more introspective. But I really feel like you may need to push yourself beyond that. Sometimes all that glitters is not gold. And sometimes we have to break beyond our comfort zone in order to sort of achieve, okay, or be able to grow and take advantage. There's a lot of expansion potential going on in your life right now. So the universe is encouraging expansion. Your higher mind is encouraging expansion. Your physical body, your emotional state, your logic is encouraging the polar opposite of that. So a little bit of a dichotomy going on here, definitely a little, you know, bipolar in the energy works for sure. I do feel you should also be paying attention to your dream state. You could be having a lot of prophecy right around this time. And I feel like you could be having also a lot of astral travel. So feeling like you're falling out of bed, you're getting sucked into a hole or a tunnel, you're getting sucked into a train, you know, something like that. And you could wake up with sleep paralysis and sleep apnea, okay? But I think that these dreams, while they're difficult to access, you know, there's a lot of dream retrieval tricks that you can use. Check out my dreams class up on the website. But you need to start journaling out what it is that's happening in your sleep state, because a lot of it is like a roadmap for where you're headed. And a lot of it is different scenarios that are actually going to play out. Okay. So these are, in a way, time travel where you're having different conversations. These could start to come up as deja vus for you also. So maybe like you're brushing your teeth, right? Because the bathroom is a big activator for psychic ability and clairaudience. Maybe you're brushing your teeth and you start hearing a conversation in your head between two people or between you and someone else. And you're like, why am I hearing this? What is this? That's going to occur. And I think it's important that you're prepared for some of these interactions. I think that what you also need to be doing, though, is sort of snapping out of it. Okay. So you wake up in the morning, you're groggy, you had a lot of travel going on in your dreams and whatnot, a lot of prophecy that can leave you feeling, you know, out of sorts and sort of discombobulated, detached from your body, even for like a day or two. Try to force yourself back in and get moving. Get back rooted and grounded in the real world and get out there. Okay. Start interacting. Get out of that sleepy, introspective dream state when you are awake. But taking notes will help a lot. Okay. And that goes for everybody of your dreams. Okay. So you're not sort of trapped in it all day trying to figure it out. All right. Good luck with all that. We're going to move on to another one. This one is from Lucy. And Lucy is asking, is this, did Lucy, okay, $20 donation. Thank you so much, Lucy. So this is a $10. Let me do my math. All right. Lucy says, hi, Ivy. My question is, if my Uncle Tom has been present in my imagination and or whispering in my ear, his death anniversary is in 2 days and he's on my mind for many reasons, sending love. Okay. Love to you also, Lucy. I do feel like he's been around. I feel like he's been around for a couple of weeks. And I think there are some family dynamics that are going on. This is probably what you're referring to. But there could be something with a male in the family and sort of a combative energy, or like he's trying to break free, or like he's trying to do his own thing. I feel him watching over that male, trying to encourage him to get on his own path, do his own healing. He shows peace doves also being released in regards to this male, which means, now don't get me wrong, your uncle can't come in and do the work for him, but he can certainly steer him in the right direction. And he can certainly sort of slap his hand when he's going backward in his thoughts or with conversations with people, especially in the family, he shouldn't be talking to or getting into old patterns. You know, he has a way of guiding him with a strong hand and it's working. So I feel really positive about that. I also feel like there's some healing in your heart that you're going through in regards to you and some other family members and siblings. And, you know, he's coming in also to bring a lot of healing to that. Again, he's been around, especially the past, I want to say 2 to 3 weeks. And he was around a lot about 4 months ago. So for a while, it may have seemed like he got quiet. Okay. But he comes through with great purpose. And he said that, you know, the important thing for you to remember right now is that you've done everything you're supposed to do. So if you've been having some anxiety or feelings of frustration or almost like agitation, sometimes we feel like I'm forgetting something or, you know, I shouldn't be relaxing, or like your brain is running, but it's like a hamster on a wheel. It's not actually going anywhere. It's just running, right? I think like a download on a computer when you're waiting on something or on your phone, you're waiting. He wants you to just sort of catch when you're doing that and just break that habit. Okay. Take a deep breath and know I've done everything I'm supposed to do. Right now, my only job is to relax and enjoy, just to let myself be. Okay. Just to focus on positivity or my blessings or the beauty around me. There's an increase in creativity happening with you also that he celebrates, and he may be leaving you pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, tokens. Okay. We like to call these in mediumship pennies from heaven. He's going to be leaving these around. And I think there's been an increase in that lately. He says one, it could be a full year. I was feeling like the last month, but take it how it resonates. And he makes me feel too, like because of this increase in your creativity coming directly from your ability to relax, to shut your mind down, to go with the flow, right? To celebrate where you are, to let go of that nervous tension, like you have something more to do or something to fix. What's going to come from this is an increase in your finances, an increase in your residential stability, an increase in the long-term trajectory of two different projects or jobs that you're working on. So within your career, even the one may be more like a side hustle or something you're doing with somebody else, almost like a partnership opportunity. And he's smoking a cigar, okay, which is always in my symbol base about celebration, okay, a time to celebrate a good karmic payout. All right. So he just wants you to know he loves you very much. And yes, he's absolutely around. I wouldn't say they're whispers. He actually says he's pretty loud and clear. Okay, so I don't know where you're getting the whispering part. You can pretty much hear him like a freight train coming in. All right, he loves you. Have fun. He wants you to have fun. Okay, we are going to move on to another one here from a Mary, and this is a $10 question. And Mary wants to know, I have made major changes in my life lately, and things are going well. I feel a breakthrough, or I'm on the cusp of something. I can't seem to put my finger on it. Any insight or direction? Well, the first thing that I'm feeling with you, Mary, is a payout. And sometimes when a payout is coming in, we can physically and emotionally and energetically read it as like the other shoe's about to drop, or the winds of change are coming, or oh my God, something's about to happen. Now, people who are super paranoid, like myself, will read it as though something bad is about to happen. And you could be like, oh my God, you know, it's time to, you know, lock down. I think that what we need to do in situations like this is slow down and say, okay, clearly there is big energy coming at me. All right. I'm ready. I am confident. I can handle whatever's coming. And then break it down bit by bit. Never forget your higher mind, your clairvoyance, your third eye, your psychic ability, your ability to talk to your ancestors and guides. They will all help you to figure out what exactly is coming, so we don't just have to be paranoid and shut down over it. Okay. How do you know you're not about to win the lottery? Okay. How do you know you're not about to just have the biggest breakthrough in your love life that you've ever had? How do you know? You know, it's often that's exactly what it is, but our body, our emotional state and our energy reads it all as an attack. Okay. So one of the things you may find yourself doing right around this time is getting nervous, feeling like you can't rest. You're waking up a lot, especially between 3 and 5:30 in the morning, the haunting hour. You could be feeling like hyper vigilant. I think it's a good time for you to sit with your guides for, I would do this for at least 20 minutes and just say, what could you show me, you know, a little bit more about what's coming in? I think that these prosperity points are going to be over the course of the next 4 to 6 months, with a huge breakthrough coming at about 7 months out from now. So in about 2 weeks, you could be seeing an increase. Remember, we're talking about karmic payout here. Okay. If I didn't say that, sorry, I'm loopy today. We're talking about karmic payout. People hear that and they go, oh no, am I in trouble? Well, I mean, if you didn't do anything you were supposed to do, yeah, probably, but you're not. Look at all the changes you made, right? So you feel breakthroughs coming because of the changes you made, and that's 100% accurate. So the first one at 2 is going to come with like work, resources, your money. Okay. It could also affect your day-to-day lifestyle or the residency. We have another one coming up at about 4 months out from now. This is going to have to do with networking, relationships, you also feeling like you're coming into your power. So your relationship even to yourself, your life contract, okay, doing more of the work that you came here to do in your life contract. And then between that sixth and seventh month, we have another one coming in here that's greatly going to affect your finances, as well as like your vehicle or, you know, areas where you have to invest a lot of money. You know, the house comes up again, and the breakthrough at, you know, around the seventh month is going to hit all areas of your life. So we're talking love, health, wealth, travel, you know, abundance. Even those in your inner circle will be blessed by your good karma. So I don't think there's just one thing going on here. And it absolutely has to do with the fact, this is for everybody. Look at what Mary did. Mary was willing to make huge changes in her life and detox. She cut out whoever and whatever was stunting her growth. And she said, I'm done with it. Good luck. Okay. You're not coming where I'm going. My train is going full steam ahead. When you do that, it takes a minute, and then, okay, all your good karmic payout comes. All right, lots of change. Congratulations, Mary. Very exciting. We're going to move on to another one here from a Nikki Hayes Barrett. This is a $10 question. And Nikki wants to know, what does spirit see in my health? Okay, well, let me take a look here, Nikki. Okay. You know, one of the things I see with your health is pressure in the head. We'll break this down. Throat chakra. So headache or head pain, throat chakra issues. And I cannot prescribe or diagnose, but I also feel a bit of a slowing down with your system. And so this could mean like the blood levels. It also seems to be connected to this area of your body, which could be like the organs. What do the organs do? That's part of your filtration system. And so these are some key areas, okay, we need to look at. It could also be that you're dealing with some negativity in family relationships. In particular, this could be coming from like extended family, in-laws. This could be coming from, you know, people in your life who are in positions of authority, okay? We always have to question that authority. But maybe even like shared income, okay? Things like this, because lower back comes up as a problem for you also. And I don't think that's literal. Now, you could be having lower back pain, but that's where the buildup comes in the body, okay? When you're having serious communication issues with people who are trying to stifle you in some way, and you're sort of in bed with them in some capacity, okay? Typically the type that affects your resources and your day-to-day lifestyle. So we see that coming up also. Now we need to remember that whenever we're looking at a manifestation in the physical body of some type of ailment or disease or pain, it came from something mental and emotional to begin with, okay? Could be past life, could be new, but that's always going to be at the root. So let's get to the bottom of a couple of these. The headache or the head pain, you know, this comes through symbolically, okay, for me as a physical impression coming off of you. So whether you're literally experiencing that or not, what it means is that you have some problems you're trying to figure out. There's an excessive amount of logical overthinking, patterned thinking, cyclical thinking, where we're not really getting to a resolution, all right? So we're trying to release some of the pressure in the head. I also feel like the throat chakra comes up for you, almost like this would be first, this would be second. When we're talking about a closed throat chakra issue, we're talking about one of two things. You either A, aren't speaking your truth, or B, you did, and it was disrespected, disregarded. It did not change the circumstance. Know that you can't just leave it that way, all right? So sometimes we go, well, I did speak my truth. Well, I did everything I can. You know, I'm just going to have to, I guess, wait and see, you know, what else is going to happen, or hope that it works out. No, absolutely not. So if you did, and it did not work, it did not change, right? The other people did not create the higher vibration, let's say, because your requests are reasonable, then you say it again. You say it to somebody else. You say it in a different way, or you start to set boundaries. And sometimes those boundaries require that you walk away. So we want to protect the throat. This can lead to thyroid problems, swollen glands, sinus issues, pressure in the head, anything from here to here, allergic reactions, on and on and on we go. All right. So here, here, and here for you. Thank you for your question. Again, I cannot prescribe or diagnose. All right, we're going to move on to another one. This is coming in from Adam. And did I read that right? Adam B. And this is a $10 question. So the Dom wants to know, my mom keeps coming to me in dreams and I keep seeing angel numbers 333. Is she trying to tell me something that I'm not seeing? So let's break down what three actually means. And yes, I feel like your mom has been coming to you. I feel like some of these are subconscious though. Okay. So how to know when it's actually your mom? Her mouth doesn't move. When we have an actual visit dream, they communicate telepathically. All right. So the mouth doesn't move. The encounters are brief. They could be somewhat directive. And seem meaningful, you know, full of messages for you, but they may also seem a bit detached and almost like your loved one is in a world of their own. Even though you're together, they seem otherworldly. Okay, for sure. Some of these though, you're creating subconsciously. And I think that's just from wanting to have her around, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But yes, she has been definitively, okay, she says coming through on a few of these. What she's trying to show you is that you're on the right path. You recently, like Mary, made some significant changes. Now, I don't know that you've walked all of these changes out. I feel for you, a lot of it is mental, but that's enough to trigger manifestation, to trigger law of attraction. The second you start thinking right, okay, right thinking triggers karmic payout. So your blessings start rolling in, red lights turn green, networking picks up, you start meeting members of your soul tribe, you know, all of these benefits may be coming into you, including soulmate connection. So we see some deep, deep contracts coming in here. I think that it's important, and what she's trying to show you, and she may be leaving you little feathers, also little crystals or stones, like little pebbles. Okay. She's leaving you little things. And there's talk of a ring. Okay. As well. There's this idea that you have to, now that you're thinking right, now that you've got your head straight, you have to actually prove to the universe that you're going to walk it out. Okay. So don't stop now is essentially what she's saying. All right. You got your train on the tracks and we just want to make sure it's like actually moving, leaving the station. I think that one of the areas, you know, that you may be doing this with is relationship. I think another area is going to be career, where you may have been afraid to sort of really put your feet in the water or like jump in, dive into what you actually want to be doing in career. The number three, and this is, you know, for everybody, listen, when you see this, it is divinity. It is about right timing. Okay. If you guys didn't see the video I just put out on divine timing, like yesterday, ironically, go check it out on TikTok or on my YouTube and stuff. Okay. Divine timing. Three is about divine timing. It means you are having the right thoughts and you are about to make the moves at exactly the right time. And so your karmic payout, your blessings are on the way because you are in alignment with your path, with your life contract, as well as divine timing. And that is key. So you're really, you know, Dom, you're checking off all the boxes. All right. She's super proud of you for this. She just wants you to know how much she loves you. She's blowing you kisses. And she said angel wings. Okay. So be watching for angel wings, but they looked like butterfly wings to me. Okay. So butterflies, dragonflies. All right, we're going to move on to another one from Vanetta. This is a $10. Vanetta says, is ghost the one? Okay. I don't know if you're referring to, a person, as in like romantically, but I feel like this is sort of a silly, okay, let me put it this way. There are no silly questions. Okay. But there's no such thing as the one. If that's what you're referring to. Twin flames are a total myth. You get 5 to 6, sometimes more soulmate options over the course of your life. There is no such thing as the one. The one is whoever we choose to make be, right? The one. And the only way to really officially make somebody be the one is if you lock into a contract with them, like maybe marriage, right? So we say, okay, well, I'm going to get into this government contract, which I would never recommend. But you can also get involved with someone and choose them, you know, decide that you want them to be the one for you, even though there's no such thing. And maybe like, you know, create a cohabitation or emerging, a lifestyle together where you have like a long-term relationship. But I think that it's really important in this case that you're also watching for limited time frames. Okay. So there could be some up and down activity going on here. This may feel super stable, and then it may not feel very stable. And I just want to say to you that you have a bit of a habit to overlook things. You have a bit of a habit to accept what is unacceptable. You may have had a rough ride. Some people who have had a rough past or have had trauma or have been taken advantage of, there's a very high tolerance for inappropriate behavior. And so things can go on that someone who has had an easier time in life, they are healthier in their relationships and they have like a secure attachment style, let's say, okay. They would be like, what? Hell no. Like, that's ridiculous. I would never tolerate that. Like, cutthroat. No. You, on the other hand, it's like you're just sort of going about your business like it didn't happen. And sometimes I think you didn't see it at all. And sometimes I think you saw it and you decided to be like, that's not a big deal. That's not a problem. That's not a red flag. You know, it's like, I thought I was at the circus. You know, I thought we were supposed to be enjoying this, you know. So I would just be mindful that you're clocking reality and you are being critical. I don't think there's anything wrong with being judgmental. That is self-love. Love is love. Okay. So it's not loving to enable someone else. It's not loving to allow for someone else to take advantage of you, right? It's not loving to yourself. And I think that in this situation, we have to gauge a little bit more these ups and downs before you can really get a solid feel as to whether or not this is someone you would consider the one. There is some karma here for sure. And I think that it's a lot of lessons for you in regards to speaking up and not being afraid to rock the boat in any way, shape, or form. And I know that you have other areas in your life where like, I'm not afraid to rock the boat. I love to rock the boat. It's funny how sometimes we could be that way. And in other areas, we're really tiptoeing around some stuff. Okay. So that says a lot, especially considering you are capable of rocking the boat. Okay. And speaking your truth. Why is it that sometimes you overlook things? Okay. Just be mindful. And we'll see what you guys choose to do. I would say that this individual does not appreciate being confronted in those ways. So we can see a different side of people when we say, here are my boundaries. Here are my expectations. Here's my level, right, in life. And this stuff you're delivering to me is way down here. So guess what? We have a gap. Then you get to see, you know, what they're really made of. And it's possible a mask may come off. All right. We'll see. All right. Thank you so much for your question. We are going to move on to another one here from a Jeanette. This is a $10 question. So Jeanette wants to know, will I get my own place soon without struggling? Without struggling? Jeanette. I mean, I don't feel like it's a very big deal. I don't, meaning for you, you know, as an outsider, I feel like it's a little bit of finagling. I don't feel like it's anything beyond watching you do this. I don't feel like it's anything beyond your capabilities, okay, or like your areas of expertise. You know a lot about contracts and money and, you know, shifting things in the right time, being careful about maybe loans or grants or money you would take out. Like, you don't want to take out more than what you need. You know, you want to take it out at just the right time. I think we're talking about credit scores here as well. Okay. So I am very confident in your skills. Okay. In all those areas. I think that the way you would be experiencing it is like annoyance, aggravation, and frustration. And you may lose a little sleep over it, which is really not necessary. And so what I would recommend you do as you go forward over the next few months is to be very confident in your skills. Here's a good technique. And that's funny because dreams class came up earlier. My dreams class up on the website. I talk about lucid dreaming in that class a lot. Here's something you need to do. When you go to lay your head down at night, and you know that is your sacred time to heal, that's your sacred space. You don't want any nonsense rattling around in your head, right? Stress thoughts, fixing stuff that's maybe not even broken yet, okay? Paranoid thoughts about the future. What if? What if? I think that what you need to do is bring in more, incorporate more of the lucid dreaming techniques than what you typically do, so that before you doze off or as you're dozing off, you're saying to yourself, your higher mind, this is what I'm going to dream about, okay? I am going to feel good. I'm going to wake up well rested. I'm going to enjoy my sleep. My body is healing. My soul is becoming rejuvenated. And you really want to focus. You can get specific. I mean, you could be like, I am going to dream all night long that I am on the beach with elephants and people I love playing in a drum circle around a fire pit. And like, I don't know, we're all skinny dipping and having a great time, right? Like all night long under the moon. Like that's how it's going to go tonight. And it will. Now, sometimes this takes practice. Sometimes you wake up or something goes wrong. You have to redo it. So be it. Okay. Think of all the time you haven't done it. All right. So we have to, okay, put in the work. But I think that you need to get your mind straight. And I think that's a big lesson here for you is that you don't allow troubled thinking. And I will say on a really serious note, I think this has cost you in the past. I think that you losing sleep or having breakdowns or hitting rock bottom or having to take time off or just your health deteriorating or irritable bowel syndrome and migraines, I think that this stuff is something you cause yourself. You know, it doesn't have to happen. You don't have to live like that every time you have a major change going on. Define major. I mean, this doesn't look like that big of a deal to me, okay? So anyways, in a nutshell, all right, you need to get control of your thoughts. And an area where you struggle the most, okay, to think positively or to tune out cyclical negative patterns of thought is in your sleep state. And we all have a lot of trouble with that because we're vulnerable, okay? So don't allow your sleep to be bombarded with stress dreaming or nightmares or fears that are just not legitimate anyways, okay? I think this is going to go really well for you. All right. So what is the bigger lesson in all of this? That's it. Okay. The move is just the forum through which, you know, you can master this skill. All right. Thank you so much for that question, Jeanette. We're going to move on to another one here from Manny. And this is a $10 question. Manny wants to know, oh, you know what? I forgot to ask you guys, could you please give this video a thumbs up? If you're here on YouTube, especially subscribe, hit the join button if you want to see the different tiers of memberships for all types of perks throughout the month. And if everybody could hit the bell for alerts when I go live and drop a comment, it helps me out in the algorithm. Greatly appreciated. All right, Manny wants to know, will my wife and I have a good trip to Portugal next month? Will it be safe? Okay, let me see what's going on. Yeah, I feel like it's fine. I mean, there seems to be some drama surrounding not even you guys, but like people outside you, okay? It's like other people's drama. You're kind of coming into an environment of some drama surrounding either where the plane lands and or I don't know if this is like a bus or if this is like a cab, some of the travel plans afterward. Okay. So it's all about how you travel and get about and what kind of sort of chaotic circumstances may be going on during that time. I feel everything's fine where you're sleeping. I feel like everything's fine where you're eating. You know, I don't really feel tension in a lot of ways. Your wife seems to be kind of worried about some stuff. And so she may be going through some mental and emotional stuff that's affecting her. And I can't prescribe a diagnosis, but a little bit physically throughout the trip. I wouldn't overanalyze it if I were you. I would just be a support and make sure you're taking as much stress off of her as you can. You know, sometimes I think you're kind of like, I'm having fun, or like, I'm super focused on what I'm doing. And you just get like tunnel vision on what you're doing. And you could be a little detached from what's going on with her or others around you. And I think this isn't the best time for that. You know, I would be really very aware, all right, of her energy and when it's low. Okay, when something seems disturbed there. And don't smother her, because she doesn't appreciate that either. Okay, she's very independent. But, you know, see, you know, open the line of communication, check in on her. And if you see there's anything that you could do, again, to lighten her load, give it, you know, don't even ask. It's always best, right? Especially with a lover, just give what you think they need or may like. Don't ask about it. But I think that in regards to some of the travel plans here, we want to keep an eye also on, like, whether it be tickets, money, baggage, luggage. You know, we want to also steer clear of environments where people are bickering or fighting, or there seems to be chaos in groups. It's also going to help to really watch the time clock carefully. I don't know if you're the one who's a bit of a stickler for like getting there early. Sometimes it's a little too early, you know, but like one of you, and I thought it was you, maybe like, oh, we have to get there like an hour early. You know, I think be there a bit early and plan for some drama, like give an additional 30 minutes, even if it seems excessive to the other person. Okay. Yeah. Looks good. Have fun, you guys. All right. We're going to move on to Ashley. This is a $10 question. And Ashley wants to know, am I supposed to stay in my current relationship or leave and reconnect with a past partner? I've been asking for signs with card polls, but I feel like I didn't get any guidance, and I didn't get any guidance either. You didn't put names in here. People, put names. Okay. It saves me time and energy so I can get onto your neighbor faster also. All right. So current relationship versus other relationship, and you're asking about a past. I can tell you right now off the bat. Okay. I am not feeling the past reconnection. I think it's karmic. And I think that you're looking for something that you should be digging deeper inside yourself to find. So sometimes when we find we're reaching for someone, or we're sort of thinking on someone, or they're kind of haunting us, or we're obsessively like wanting to have some interaction with them, even though it doesn't really make any sense. It's like, what's the purpose? What's the point? Okay. It hasn't worked in the past. Why would I think it would work now? Well, it could be that you're looking for something, you know? And I think that it's like trying to bring healing into your life through outside sources, when in actuality, you hold the power inside yourself all the time to, you know, create this peace and serenity. You know, there's a disturbance within you, let's say. And I think you need to look at triggers. Why do you get so disturbed about things? Why do you get anxious and irritable and antsy, you know, and double-minded, you know, where's that coming from? Intrusive thoughts, you know, it could also lead to avoidant and escapist behaviors. So if you have any addictive type tendencies, you know, that could be anything from food to porn, to drug and alcohol abuse, to excessive anything. Okay. If you tend to do this, what is it inside you that gets triggered and sort of disturbed? Okay. It has disharmony. And, you need to closely examine, okay, why that is and how it is that this ex either fed that problem or calmed those issues, right? What did this person bring to your life? How did this person make you feel? What is it that you felt when you were with this person that you want to feel more of, and why is that? Okay. So really you need to get down to the nitty gritty of what's going on here. Because there's not a relationship there in the way that you're sort of asking today. Okay. Like, does it mean that we could get together? Like the way you're thinking, that's not it. In regards to the person you're currently with, I don't feel a whole lot going on here. Honestly, I could see how you, how did you ask that question? Am I supposed to stay? I don't know why you would. I wouldn't. I don't know who would, right? It's almost like it's a safety crutch. It's like an anchor. Okay. I mean, you don't want your boat going off in the middle of nowhere, but I think this is a period of time where you have to let that happen. You know, just let yourself go. Let yourself discover something new. Get rid of the old, get rid of the old, get rid of the stale. Okay. Focus on you. Forget about them. It's all about you right now. And you're looking to others or outside sources in general to appease. And it's not going to work this time. Okay. You're on a bit of a karmic deadline, a pivotal point, we would say. And when this happens, it's going to hit all areas of your life. All right. So it's not just going to be in relationships. You're going to see some issues come to a head, unfinished business, skeletons in the closet, stuff swept under the carpet, things put up on a shelf collecting dust, all coming to a head simultaneously. Okay. So it's about life change. All right. I would definitely create the change. All right. We have another one coming in and we're good. Okay. We are finished with questions for tonight. Awesome. Thank you so much, Mairead. Thank you, Spirit. And you guys, if you want to book a psychic fair, a party, or a reading with me, and if you just have like one question, you don't want a full reading, you can submit an email question. Go to ivyriverapsychicmedium.com. I'll see you guys soon.